Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidale, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're just going to bring you a taster of what could possibly be moving markets in the week coming. First of all, of course, we can't look at the week ahead without having a quick recap of what went through last week. It was a bit of a disjointed week last week. We did have Easter holidays coming in and disturbing markets. But we did see some good moves, and it did finish on the last couple of days on Wall Street in particular, finished on particularly good notes, with all the major stock indices managing to get a rally in weekly gains, which is positive considering all the tariff concerns that had foundered markets over the last few weeks. I think there will still be a strong focus on those geopolitical updates as we move through the coming week. But there are some fundamental data and updates coming through this week that should keep traders a lot more busy than they have been in the last week. As always, when we enter that first week of the month, there's some key US data, particularly jobs data, coming through. There's also some political updates with federal elections in bookending the week, actually, one in Canada at the start of the week, one in Australia at the end of the week, and a key Bank of Japan update. So, as always, I'll give you a brief day-by-day rundown of what we've got coming scheduled on the calendar, what could be moving markets, and how we feel that markets could react moving forward. So without any further ado, let's go through it as a day-by-day basis. Monday, we should note there have been IMF meetings over the weekend and into Monday, so updates can come through. It doesn't tend to have too much of an effect, certainly in short-term markets, but traders will be keeping a bit of a focus on that. There's not too much on the event calendar on Monday through all trading sessions, but then when we enter into the US session, we will get those Canadian federal election results coming out. I think they're actually at the polls on Monday, and the event and the results will come through towards the end of that day, which takes us into Tuesday. On the Asian session, there's not too much in the way of data, but Japanese banks are on holiday, so expect liquidity to be thinned somewhat. We move into the European session. It's quiet again. There's not too much coming through. It's really a US-dominated week. Spanish flash CPI and Spanish flash GDP data is due. That CPI number, obviously, very important for Euro traders. Expected to come in at 2% with the GDP quarter-on-quarter number, an increase of 0.7%. But then we have the first key data updates out of the US in that Tuesday session. So we got the S&P composite data, that HPI number, year on year expected to come in at 4.6. That comes out early in the session, shortly after the New York Open. Then the first jobs numbers of the weeks, the JOLTS job openings expected to show 7.48 million job openings. That's followed by the CB consumer confidence data expected to come in at 87.4. So start expecting to see some moves in that US market on those jobs numbers this week. I should also mention that we do have more key tech earnings in particular coming through during those Wall Street sessions. So we hear from Apple, Microsoft and Amazon during the week. I'll have a quick check for you before the end of this report and tell you which days they're coming from. And we will be updating them on our daily updates for everyone as well. Moving through to Wednesday, and it is a full action-packed day in terms of macroeconomic updates on Wednesday. Initial focus in the Asian session will be on Australian markets for key CPI data. The quarter-on-quarter number is expected to show a 0.8% increase. The year-on-year number, 2.3%, which is slightly lower than the 2.4 from last print, but still probably a bit too rich for the RBA, who's remained relatively hawkish during this whole last few months. Focus will then move very swiftly north to Chinese markets, with data coming out actually at the same time, manufacturing PMI and non-manufacturing PMI data out of China, obviously big numbers for the Chinese sector. The manufacturing PMI number expected to come in at 49.8, non-manufacturing PMI at 50.7. We then move through to the European session. There's a whole raft of tier two, tier three data. The big mover will be German prelim CPI numbers. They come out across the course of the day as they're done on a state-by-state basis, but the median is expected to come in around 0.4% increase. So keep an eye on that. Plenty of things to move euro this week as well as the US dollar. Then into the US session on Wednesday, yet more very key data, more jobs data. The ADP non-farm employment change, traditional front runner for the non-farm. One thing I did notice with this, ADP is expected to come in at an increase of 123,000. And at the moment, he says, just checking, non-farm's the big headline one on Friday, 129,000. So keep an eye on that. Could be a closer front runner than normal. After that, we have other key US data, advanced GDP numbers, obviously very key given what we've had on that on the US markets front over the last few months, plus the employment cost index data. That GDP quarterly number expected to show a 0.4% increase. Employment cost index quarterly 0.9% increase. We also have a Canadian GDP data out at the same time. It's quite exhausting, isn't it, Wednesday already? But once we've got all that stuff out of there, only about an hour and a half later, we have one of the key highlights of the week, Fed's favoured inflation data. So you've got jobs and inflation coming out kind of on the same day, really, for the Fed watchers. Core PCE price index expected to show a 0.1% increase. Now, that is a drop from the 0.4% last time we had the numbers out, and is encouraging for those looking for rate cuts from the Fed. Anything higher than that could see markets turning, and turning quite sharply. Oh, it's exhausting doing this one today, isn't it? Thursday, not too much coming through in the initial start of the Asian session, but it's a huge update from the Bank of Japan. Their interest rate, they're expected to keep their rates on hold this time, but we have got some banks in Japan, Tokyo, calling for rate hikes as early as June. So this will be the May call. We will, as long as we do not get that hike or a change on the policy rate, expect to see some changes in the policy statement and in the press conference and the outlook report. That could see big moves in yen. And as we all know, if we've been watching yen, it has been moving hard and fast recently. Thursday, it is May the 1st, as I said. So May Day for certain European centres, liquidity will come at a premium in that European session. France, Germany and Italy all on holiday, so that will affect trading conditions. Nothing much on the calendar actually in that European session, but we move through again to the New York. More jobs numbers, the weekly unemployment claims, they're expected to come in around 224, which is pretty consistent if anyone's been listening to us regularly. Also more US data, final manufacturing PMI numbers, ISM manufacturing PMI and ISM manufacturing pricey. It's all that data is due after those weekly unemployment claims. Probably the highlight is the ISM manufacturing PMI. It's expected to show a print of 48.0, with the ISM manufacturing prices expected to show a print of 72.9, which is slightly higher than last time out. So all big data movers. And if we start to see a trend with some of this US data, expect that to move the dollar as it has been doing over the last few weeks. Friday is all about those non-farm numbers. So first Friday of the month, as always, big non-farms coming in the New York session. It's kind of set up for that classic non-farms day. Not too much in the way of data coming through in the first two sessions of the day. Chinese are on a bank holiday again in the Asian session. Aussie retail sales is out, but that tends to just be fairly localized in market reaction. We've got the EU core CPI and CPI flash numbers coming through. So that could affect the euro, but then it will be on that New York Open that a real focus, and this could be see some really whippy moves, especially if anything is far off expectation. At the moment, expectation for that non-farm payroll change, 129,000. That's down from last month's print, which was 228,000. So a big, big difference there if we get it. Average hourly earnings expected to stay fairly constant at plus 0.3%. The unemployment rate expected to stay constant at 4.2. Any differentials from there will see big moves in the dollar and big moves across markets in general. And then, as I said earlier on in the start of the piece, we close out the week Saturday, May the 3rd, parliamentary elections in Australia. Results will come through probably on later that day and on the Sunday. So we may get some movement, especially Aussie dollar traders, on that Monday open if we do get a big change in government here. To be honest, from a local perspective, I don't expect markets to be moving too hard unless we get any big surprises. And we're not expecting to see too much of a surprise there. I don't think we're going to see much gapping. But be aware that could move markets. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. If you need anything from us from ATFX, please do let us know. Thank you very much.